purpose of this podcast is to introduce the book called Made in the Image of God, Understanding the Nature of God and Mankind in a Changing World by Reed A. Ashbacher and published by Innovo Publishing. This book consists of 8 chapters and we will read one excerpt from each chapter. Chapter 1. Key Concepts Required for Understanding This Book. Understanding any subject requires some basic knowledge or foundation to build on. For example, in mathematics, we start by learning our numbers, then how those numbers relate to each other, and then how to use those numbers to achieve a goal. As we advance, we move into higher math, starting with algebra, then geometry, and on to trigonometry and so on. The subject we are about to engage in is no different. Because this book is not written for the person with training in theology and having the understanding that every person operates on a different knowledge level, I cannot assume my readers have a particular knowledge base in which to build on. Therefore, the concepts covered here will become the building blocks required to aid in understanding the concepts to be presented in the following chapters. Those of you that have training in theology should find much of the information in this chapter to be a review of your knowledge base. Chapter 2. The Nature of God. When we speak about the nature of things, there begins to be created a great chasm between the intellectuals of the world. It seems that when we attempt to define the term nature, we discover that there is a great disagreement on how the term should be defined. Since childhood, my mind has always worked towards understanding the why question and to work towards making the complex simple. How is this done? We simply organize the complex into simpler forms we can grasp and understand, thus providing a way for understanding the nature of things. This is what scientists do every day. We understand that there is a physical object. Then we come to the understanding that this object is made up of molecules. Then we come to the understanding that the molecules are made up of atoms. And then we come to the understanding that atoms are made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons. We have taken the complex to the simple by understanding its foundational building blocks. However, until we understand the force or energy that holds the atom together, we have not truly understood the nature of things. To understand an issue or someone's argument about anything, one needs to understand the very nature of the issue, which is the foundational question concerning anything. It has always been my belief that if you don't ask the right questions, you won't get the right answers. Come explore with me the concept of the nature of things, and to be more specific, the nature of God. Chapter 3. The Personhood of God. A Biblical Perspective on Personhood. When we begin to talk about the personhood of God within the theological community, there is a great debate that takes place to what that really means. Why? Because very few have challenged the fact that soul and spirit are not the same thing in function as it relates to God. Yet the scriptures have a different opinion. A closer look at the concept of personhood of God. As we examine the term soul throughout the scriptures, we will find that in both the New and Old Testaments, this term is used very consistently. Whenever the term soul is referenced in Scripture, it will 99% of the time fall under the concept of personhood, and many times be displaying the attributes of intellect, emotion, or will. At the same time, spirit will 99% of the time never be associated with these types of attributes. The reason why understanding this has been so elusive is because both terms are sometimes used to represent the whole human being. But if we define personhood as that part of us that demonstrates the function of intellect, emotion, and will, we will begin to see that soul really does have a different function than spirit. Let's look at a few examples. Chapter 4. The Unity of God. Because of the subject matter that has been covered in our previous chapters, there is required a discussion on the subject of unity within the Godhead. For without this discussion, we will be left with the concept of God in chaos. It is unity within the Godhead that maintains order in our universe and with God Himself. As part of the discussion on unity, we must revisit the problem with the concept of soulship, the idea that forces us to think of God in human terms. To recognize God having three sets of intellect, emotion, and will is a bit much to grasp. To help us contemplate this concept, let's antonymize the issue into something more manageable. When we think of humans, we can understand the concept of soulship because we know and live with all the elements that make up our personhood. We understand intellect, emotion, and will. We also understand that when there is more than one person in the room, problems begin to manifest themselves. No two people have the same likes and dislikes, and there are the standard conflicts over, I want what he or she wants. How does it all work with God? Well, let's explore that question. Chapter 5, The Nature of Mankind. The human body is related to our universe. As we have discussed in Chapter 4, matter is not evil, because it is held together by the very nature of God. The power behind an atom is God's nature, as expressed in Chapter 2. As we have pointed out before, because there is no evil found in God, Psalms 5:4 and Proverbs 8:13, 3 John 11, John 3:20, then anything God holds together by virtue of his nature cannot be evil. We also know through our knowledge base, the Scriptures, that since the disobedience of Adam and Eve and their transgressions toward God resulting in sin, Romans 5:1 through 21, that God placed a curse on his creation, resulting in an irreversible decline of that same creation, Genesis 3:14 through 19. This is why we die and return to dust of the earth, and things decay and decline from beginning to end. From the time we are born, we begin to die physically, but within the entire process, all matter which exists in the universe is not evil, only under the declining change that God caused by simply changing the design rules that he created in the first place. Chapter 6, The Personhood of Mankind. As we move into this chapter, we will be discussing several issues along with presenting several diagrams to help illustrate all that we are trying to say here. We will first cover man as he metaphysically exists from birth. Then we will present a metaphysical representation of someone that has been grafted into the nature of God. This is the same person that Jesus terms in John 3:3 as being born again spiritually. Finally, we will be talking about a metaphysical representation of man after his bodily resurrection. Chapter 7, Made in the Image of God. Part 1 of this book allowed us some insight into the nature of God by allowing us to understand God's nature, which reflects an image of his metaphysical existence. Part 2 of this book allowed us some insight into the nature of mankind and a metaphysical reflection of its image. As we navigate through this chapter, we will review what we have learned and begin to compare these images from similarities and differences. As this chapter progresses, we will begin to see an image emerging that will illustrate what God meant by his statement as found in Genesis 1:26 and 27, which reads as follows. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Chapter 8, Jesus Christ, God and Man. As we move into this chapter, it is not my intent to represent Jesus Christ as anything less than God, or to take away the majesty or authority the Father has bestowed on him. It is my intent to demonstrate in a metaphysical way how Jesus can be God and still take on the form of a man as the Scriptures have declared, Philippians 2, 6-7. For further information on this book, you can go to its website. It's located after the HTTP symbol, booksite.rcetc.com. That's booksite, booksite.rcetc.com.